Hi everyone, welcome to our show, English for You. I'm Christopher.
And I'm your other host, Jeffrey.
Yes, now it is almost lunchtime according to my watch, and that's good because I'm really, really, really hungry right now. How about you?
I'm hungry too, so I hope you made a reservation.
No, I didn't, actually. Do you think I won't be able to find a table?
That could be a problem. If you're going to a popular restaurant, you need to make a reservation.
Is McDonald's considered a popular restaurant?
It is a popular restaurant, but you don't need a reservation to go there. I'm talking about other sit-down restaurants where you actually have a waiter where you would have maybe a nicer meal or perhaps a business meal. So, we're actually going to talk about business meals today in our TOEIC conversation. So, we'll talk about lunch later. Right now, let's get to the conversation.
All right.
Reading.
Setting up a business dinner.
Hi, Frank. Are you busy? I'd like to ask you for your advice.
Sure. What can I help you with?
Our business partners from Canada are coming over next week. I want to take them out to dinner one evening. I really want everything to go smoothly.
Yes, it's important to make a good impression.
I'd like to take them to a restaurant where they can try some of our local food. Where do you suggest I take them?
Do you know whether any of them are vegetarians?
I'm not sure.
In that case, it's best to take them somewhere that has lots of dishes on the menu. That way, any vegetarians or people with other dietary preferences will have plenty to choose from.
Good idea. How about Golden Palace? I've been there before, and I thought the food there really hit the spot.
That place is too noisy. Why don't you try Green Dragon? It's a good restaurant, and it's famous for its local food.
That sounds great. What do you recommend ordering?
I recommend trying the roasted chicken. It's delicious. They also have great vegetarian dishes, such as stewed tofu.
That's perfect. Thanks for your help, Frank. I'll go ahead and book a table.
So the conversation begins between Tony and Frank.
Right.
And Tony says, hey, Frank, are you busy? I'd like to ask you for your advice. And advice is an opinion or suggestion about what someone should do, especially in a particular situation. And you spell advice A-D-V-I-C-E.Okay. For example, when I have a problem I can't solve on my own, I always go to my grandpa for advice.
That's good. That's actually good advice. I should follow your advice and go to your grandpa when I have a problem.
He's a smart guy. He would love to give you advice, too.
Oh, that sounds great. Frank says, sure, what can I help you with?
All right, so he wants to know what is this particular situation.
Right.
And Tony says, our business partners from Canada are coming over next week. I want to take them out to dinner one evening. Yeah, that's very nice of him. And he says, I really want everything to go smoothly.What is smoothly, Chris?
Okay, smoothly here means without problems or difficulties. You usually want to say it as a way of describing a situation that you do not want to have any problems at all. So, for example, if you were to say, you want your entrance exams into high school or college to go smoothly, it means you want to be able to study for them, take them, and not have a lot of problems while trying to take the test.Here's an example. The students' farewell party ran smoothly, and everyone had a good time. The students' farewell party ran smoothly, and everyone had a good time. We spell smoothly S-M-O-O-T-H-L-Y. S-M-O-O-T-H-L-Y, smoothly.
Now, things don't always go smoothly.
That's correct.
A few months ago, I asked a young lady out on a date.
Oh.
And when our dinner was finished, I realized I had no money in my pocket. So that date did not finish well. It did not go smoothly at all.
Yeah, that sounds like a problem.
Okay, enough about me. Back to Frank, and what does he say next?
He says, yes, it's important to make a good impression. Okay, so we see good impression. An impression is an idea, feeling, or opinion that you get about something or someone, or that someone or something gives you. So when Jeffrey was talking about his date, he maybe gave a bad impression because he didn't have the money. But he could also give a good impression. For example, if when they arrived at the restaurant, if he pulled the chair out for her and she sat down.
I did that.
Yeah, or if he ordered for her, like if she told him what he what she wanted and he told the waiter, she would like this and that. That can make a good impression. It shows that he can remember what she wants. Here's an example sentence of impression. She gives me the impression that she hates children because she yelled at all the young students during class. She gives me the impression, so the idea, that she hates children because she yelled at all the young students during class. Now we spell impression, I-M-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N, impression.
I've often heard people say that the first impression is the most important.
That's true.
People often remember you by the time that you first met them. Okay,
yes.
We can call this a first impression, an initial impression, which means first, and that first impression can leave a lasting impression.
That's right.
Which means it lasts a long time. People will always remember that first meeting, that first date when you forgot to bring your money, or something embarrassing like that.
Now, you can also have a general or overall impression about something or someone. So, for example, if you know a person who does a particular thing that, like, maybe aggravates you, you might have a general impression that, here's an example. If a person cuts you off, like if Jeffrey's talking to me and I start talking while he's talking, that's annoying. So your general impression of that person could be he doesn't let you talk.
Yeah, you're a rude guy, always interrupting me.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I'll let you go.
Okay, so Tony says, I'd like to take them to a restaurant where they can try some of our local food. Where do you suggest I take them? All right, local food, what does this mean?
Local food means the food of a particular place.
Right, so, and we're in Taiwan, so what's your favorite local food?
Ooh, I like quite a few things. I like lurofan, chotofu, and well, there's a few others I like, but those two specifically, I really did.
I actually am very fond of pig's blood cake.
Oh, it's very tasty.
Yummy.
Yes. Although, if you tell relatives back home that you have pig's blood cake, they tend to go, why would you eat blood? And I say, because it's delicious.
Right, and that's why it's local food. Mm. It's not quite international food. You don't find it everywhere. It's special to a local area.
So Frank says, do you know whether any of them are vegetarian? Now that's a good question to ask, because a vegetarian is someone who doesn't eat meat. So if you're having a business meeting and you're taking them to a place that only serves steak, and one or two of the people are vegetarians, you're already making a bad first impression. You know? Do you know any vegetarians?
I do, and I never take them to my favorite steak restaurant because there's not much for them to have there.
Maybe just the sides, the food that's served with the steak.
Right, but they would probably think it was rude. They would probably get a bad impression of me if I just took them to a steak restaurant.
Here's an interesting story. Is Teacher Pat, you know Teacher Pat kids from English for You and A+, he is a vegetarian. And he's worked at different companies before, and they forget that he's a vegetarian, and they always offer him meat. And I think he's like, I think he gets this impression that they're just, they don't care that he doesn't want to eat meat.
Aw, poor Pat. Mm. Okay, so about this vegetarian question. Right. Tony doesn't really know. He says, I'm not sure.
That's not good. Maybe you should ask. Frank says, in that case, it's best to take them somewhere that has lots of dishes on the menu. That way, any vegetarians or people with other dietary preferences will have plenty to choose from. So we see dishes in there. And dishes, in this sentence, doesn't mean the plates or bowls from which the person eats the food. Instead, it means the food prepared for a meal. So if I were to say, I'm having dinner, there will be several dishes. I'm not saying I'm putting plates on the table. I'm saying maybe I'm cooking some meat dish and maybe some vegetables and have a dessert or two. And we also see plenty. And plenty is a large amount, or as much or as many as you can need or as you need. So plenty is spelled P-L-E-N-T-Y, P-L-E-N-T-Y, and it's like a large amount. Mark has plenty of eggs, so he can make the five of us omelets or breakfast in the morning. Mark has plenty of eggs, so he has a lot of eggs, so he can make the five of us breakfast in the morning. Now, we also saw in that case. Would you like to go ahead and explain that?
Sure. In that case means if that is the real situation. In this situation, it's if these customers or clients are vegetarians.
Mm.
Now, this is our shortcut for you, so let's go right to that video and learn some more.
All right.
Shortcut for you.
Which drink do you want, Tim?
I'll take the Coke.
In that case, I'll have the tea.
Why do you want to put it in the case? I don't get it.
When we say in that case, we mean if that particular situation or case applies. We say it before saying what the result of that situation will be.
I get it. In that case means 在这种情况下,既然那样.
That's exactly right.
Actually, Pat, is it okay if I change my mind?
Of course.
In that case, I'd like the tea instead.
In that case, I'll take the Coke.
That was a good example.
Right. Okay, getting back to the conversation. Tony says, good idea. How about Golden Palace? I've been there before, and I thought the food there really hit the spot.
Hit the spot.
Yeah.
I like this phrase a lot.
Hit the spot is a phrase one uses when either food or drink is very satisfying or enjoyable. Satisfying means it makes you happy,
right.
Like 100%. You don't need anything else.
Right.
For example, on a hot day, nothing hits the spot like a cold glass of bubble milk tea.
I agree.
Well, during summer, I do like to play sports outside, and I get very thirsty. Although I wouldn't grab a bubble milk tea, I think it'd be too hard to drink.
Mm.
I really like those sports drinks. In America, we have Gatorade, and here we have
Pocari Sweat.
Pocari Sweat and Fiend and Super Shupao. I find that the taste of those drinks really hit the spot when I've been exercising and I'm super thirsty. How about you? What's that situation where one food or drink really hits the spot?
I would have to say that when I'm hungry and I have, like when I'm not very hungry, but I'm starting to feel hungry and I want something light or small, I always go to Ximending. Because there is a, I used to live in Ximending, and there's a husband and wife that own a restaurant there, and they make the best fried rice I've ever had. It's my favorite chaofan in all of Taiwan, and they know me there, and so they also give me a free bowl of soup. And I feel very satisfied whenever I go there. So I would say that food really hits the spot for me.
All right, great example. So speaking of the Golden Palace, what does Frank think about the Golden Palace?
Well, he says that place is too noisy. Why don't you try Green Dragon? It's a good restaurant and it's famous for its local food.
And Tony says, that sounds great. What do you recommend ordering? Okay, recommend is to tell someone that something is good or useful. So I would recommend sports drinks, and you would recommend that fried rice shop that you just talked about.
Yes,
and recommend is spelled R-E-C-O-M-M-E-N-D. Recommend.
Frank says, I recommend trying the roasted chicken. It's delicious. They also have great vegetarian dishes, such as stewed tofu or tofu.
And Tony says, that's perfect. Thanks for your help, Frank. I'll go ahead and book a table.
Now, when he says book a table, he doesn't mean taking a book and setting it on the table, right?
Not at all. Book, it's spelled the same way, B-O-O-K, but to book is to arrange to have a seat on an airplane or at a restaurant to get the table, etc. Okay? You save it for a certain time.
Okay, so you would want to book like a seat in a movie theater or maybe on a cruise line if you're taking a vacation.
Exactly. You should always book your plane ticket at least a month in advance.
That's good advice. See? We came full circle. Back to advice.
All right. Well, we are going to go to our For You Chat question right now.
For You Chat.
All right, here's our For You Chat question. What kind of restaurant is suitable for a business meal, and why?
Well, how about a sushi restaurant? I love to eat sushi, and lots of people like spicy food. You could put wasabi, and I don't know, sushi's really popular these days, so I think that would be a good place. You think so?
I would agree because I like sushi, but I have to disagree because not everybody is like us and likes raw fish. People might actually hate seafood, so that would be a terrible choice if that is the situation.
Well, then what kind of restaurant do you think is better?
Well, I do like restaurants that have several small dishes, but again, there's a chance that it might not have vegetarian options. So I would probably recommend like a family restaurant. Family restaurants usually are trying to make happy or satisfy all of the relatives in a family that go there. So you have a kids menu and you can get like macaroni and cheese or something like tacos. So I would recommend a place that has a lot of variety or many different options.
I see your point and I have to agree with you. Well, what do you think out there? Discuss this question with your friend and see if you can come up with an even better answer. But that's all from us for now. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Setting up a business dinner.
Hi, Frank. Are you busy? I'd like to ask you for your advice.
Sure. What can I help you with?
Our business partners from Canada are coming over next week. I want to take them out to dinner one evening. I really want everything to go smoothly.
Yes, it's important to make a good impression.
I'd like to take them to a restaurant where they can try some of our local food. Where do you suggest I take them?
Do you know whether any of them are vegetarians?
I'm not sure.
In that case, it's best to take them somewhere that has lots of dishes on the menu. That way, any vegetarians or people with other dietary preferences will have plenty to choose from.
Good idea. How about Golden Palace? I've been there before, and I thought the food there really hit the spot.
That place is too noisy. Why don't you try Green Dragon? It's a good restaurant, and it's famous for its local food.
That sounds great. What do you recommend ordering?
I recommend trying the roasted chicken. It's delicious. They also have great vegetarian dishes, such as stewed tofu.
That's perfect. Thanks for your help, Frank. I'll go ahead and book a table.
Vocabulary review.
Advice. The science teacher gave his students advice on how to do experiments correctly. Smoothly. The speech didn't go smoothly because the speaker kept forgetting what to say. Impression. The man dressed up in a suit to make a good impression at the party. Plenty. The museum has plenty of famous paintings by well-known artists. Hit the spot. A cool slice of watermelon always hits the spot on a summer's day. Book. The family booked a large hotel room for 3 days and 2 nights.